There were some things going on in the background on Wednesday, like, as expected, central bank moves from the RBNZ and Bank of Canada and higher commodities prices. But unquestionably, the big headline of the day was the softer than expected U.S. CPI print. The data helped to reinforce the market's view that inflation has peaked out in the U.S., which ultimately forced yield differentials decidedly out of the U.S. dollar's favor, with currencies running up aggressively against the buck in the aftermath, and U.S. equities extending their run of yearly highs. However, despite all of this, we do believe investors could still be getting ahead of themselves. While U.S. inflation has indeed been trending lower in recent months, we're concerned we're nearing a point where this correction comes to an end and we start to see the beginnings of the next leg higher in inflation. If proven true, it could soon usher in another wave of broad-based risk-off flow and dollar demand. Key standouts on Thursday's calendar come from UK GDP, trade, industrial production, manufacturing production, and construction output, Eurozone industrial production, the ECB minutes, US producer prices, and US initial jobless claims. That's all for now.